Let's get the 8 o'clock news with Susan Jackson.
The US President Donald Trump will meet his Ukrainian counterpart today for talks at the White House, in which Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to push for more military support. Yesterday, Mr. Trump said he'll meet the Russian President Vladimir Putin in the next 2 weeks to seek a way to end the war. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
President Volodymyr Zelensky arrived in Washington yesterday evening for a White House meeting today that most expected would be about the US supplying longer-range precision missiles to Ukraine to expand its attacks on Russian oil and military targets deep inside Russia. Instead, he found that President Trump had held a phone call with President Putin, in which the Russian leader strongly argued against the US supplying Ukraine with Tomahawk cruise missiles. And the two leaders have agreed to meet in Budapest, likely within a fortnight, according to President Trump. He said he will brief President Zelensky on the contents of the phone call today when they meet at the White House, hinting that the US may try and set up proximity talks involving Mr. Zelensky and Mr. Putin. Meanwhile, President Trump's former national security adviser John Bolton has been indicted on charges of disclosing classified information. The charges relate to a book, highly critical of Mr. Trump, that Mr. Bolton wrote after resigning from the first Trump administration. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
France has said it's working with Britain in coordination with the United States to develop a plan for an international force in Gaza. It comes as the US brokered ceasefire between Israel and Hamas continues to hold. A French foreign ministry spokesperson said a proposal on the establishment of such a force will be made at the UN Security Council in the coming days. Two senior US advisers said yesterday the troops would stabilize security in the enclave. The Criminal Assets Bureau has seized two houses in Limerick from the criminal gang member Kieran Keane Jr. The High Court declared the houses, along with three cars and over €100,000, to be the proceeds of crime. The houses will now be sold and the money handed over to the state. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
CAB officers last night finished securing and boarding up two houses in Limerick they seized from Kieran Keane Jr. after the High Court accepted they were the proceeds of crime. The son of a Limerick crime boss who was shot dead in January 2003, CAB commenced a major investigation into his assets. The Bureau identified a pattern where Keane Jr. acquired property but did not record himself as the owner. The houses were then rented out for cash, and CAB said Keane was the beneficiary. Judge Alexander Owens accepted CAB evidence that Kieran Keane Jr. was a driving force in organised crime and said it was like the criminal organisation was the source of funds used for all of these properties. Money had also been spent on international travel, gambling and plastic surgery in Lithuania. Kieran Keane Jr.'s cars have already been sold, over €100,000 in cash seized, and with these houses due to be sold after Christmas, CAB says it will have taken over €500,000 worth of assets from him. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, Dublin.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin will host a meeting of ministers from north and south of the border in Dublin today as part of an event set up after the Good Friday Agreement. The North-South Ministerial Council will focus on a number of issues, including trade relationships and emergency planning preparedness. The 30th meeting of the Council will take place at Farmley House in the Phoenix Park later this morning, which is also being attended by Cabinet Ministers, including the Taoiseach Simon Harris. And now the weather.
RTE Radio and Weather with Grant. Future-proof your home and comfort with the HVO biofuel-ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Mainly dry and cloudy with just limited bright or sunny spells. The odd patch of drizzle and mist is possible. Highest temperatures of 12 to 16 degrees.